Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin, I was just thinking, and Kevin informed me yesterday because of work and family, he's going to be off the next 2 weeks. By the time you get back, Kevin, I don't know what you're coming back to, but we'll be here.
Who knows? I mean, wow, typical slow college football news day, the Friday before the 4th of July, right? What in the world are we going to talk about, Bill? I mean, this is crazy, you know, it's the end of my physical year time, and I'm just slammed at work, and Georgia Dog gave me a call yesterday, and told me the earth-shattering news about USC and UCLA, and I about fell out of my chair. I was like, wow. But I think we all need to let's talk about why this is really happening. I mean, let's be honest here. Our buddy Aliquippa Bob, who's over in Sweden right now trying to find a second-line center for my New York Rangers, let's be honest, Bill. We all know this is just because Aliquippa Bob wants to spend Friday nights cruising Sunset Boulevard in Southern California. I think Aliquippa Bob's behind all this. But, you know, the first person I thought about with this, Bill, was Bill Walton. You know, Bill Walton's an example to children everywhere why you don't do drugs. You know, and he arrogantly always talks about the Conference of Champions. Well, the best news about all this, Bill, is Big Ten water polo just got a whole lot stronger.
Better. You're going to get routed, man.
Yeah.
So what's happening in Alabama?
Well, a lot of recruiting news breaking. There's been a lot of recruits since we talked last Friday, Bill. Alabama now up to number 4 in the On3 rankings, for those that care about that, number 19 in 247. But since we talked, Bill, Alabama picked up Tony Mitchell, as expected, out of Thompson High School of Safety. They picked up Cole Adams, a nice little fast slot receiver out of Owosso, Oklahoma. Brayson Hubbard, a safety out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, which some Alabama fans are freaking out because he's a 3-star. He had a phenomenal camp on June 25th, and Nick Saban jumped on him with an offer, so everyone just chill out there. And then Justin Jefferson, an elite linebacker out of originally from Bartlett High School there in Memphis, Tennessee, Pearl River Community College. You know, we talked about him a few weeks ago, Bill. He's just a freak athlete, low 4.0 speed. I mean, this is – Justin Jefferson is an elite pickup for Alabama in this class. And then Alabama getting their first commitment last Friday in the 2024 class. Perry Thompson, a wide receiver out of Foley High School in Foley, Alabama, which is Julio Jones School. So we're up to 9 commits now in this class and several more potentially coming down the road. As I said last week, I will be shocked and bitterly disappointed if next Tuesday Alabama doesn't add Malik Benson, the number 1 JUCO wide receiver out of Hutchinson Community College. He is an absolute speedster, an absolute freak athlete, and I look for Malik Benson to pick Alabama next Tuesday.
Kevin Hagan, we talk Alabama every Friday with him. What's left this summer as far as we've got a dead period coming up, and then do the coaches get away a little bit here? Is that when Nick hits the lake a little bit?
A little bit. They typically tried to do that during the 3-week, quote-unquote, summer break that the players got after the conclusion of the spring semester and before they reported back Memorial Day weekend. And that's really your, quote-unquote, kind of getaway time. They'll try to break away a little bit, but it's hard in July, you know, because the players are there. Everyone's reported now. Everybody's in summer school. August the 5th is when Alabama is going to hit the field to start fall.
preseason camp. That's going to be here before we know it.
About a month away. Wow. I mean, yeah. It gets here. It gets here fast. Well, Alabama has the quarterback, Eli Holstein. Are they doing anything else with QBs in this class?
Yeah, you know, I've talked about Dylan Londrigan. He's going to commit on July the 12th. Strong lead to South Carolina. I get it. I mean, he would, you know, go to South Carolina. That quarterback room looks a whole lot better than Alabama's. But he, you know, he had a strong visit to Alabama, and if Dylan Londrigan was to pull the trigger for Alabama, which I don't expect, but if he were on July the 12th, Alabama would absolutely take his commitment.
And everything's solid, everything good with Eli Holstein, I've seen, so
yeah.
No worries
there. He's a phenomenally talented quarterback, and I'm extremely excited about the prospects of him coming to the class. But there's some reasons there that you might need a backup quarterback.
Any area of concern in this recruiting class where they're not making any headway or filling the gaps?
Not really. It's still really early. It's vitally imperative. Alabama does extremely well on the defensive line in this class. And I know a lot of Alabama fans, I get beat up all the time with questions about, you know, is Alabama going to be able to get James Smith, the elite defensive lineman out of Carver High School in Montgomery, Alabama? And all I'll say there is, hey, Alabama, and everybody else knows what the figure is. Do you meet it or not? But no, I can't say right now that there's any glaring area where you think, wow, we're really behind at this point. You know, anymore. I mean, with NIL, kids make their decisions and flip at the last minute. And then, you know, you've always got to train. You know, you've kind of got a safety net, in my opinion, if you're Nick Saban. Now, if you get through a class and you got a hole, wow, we got a hole at this position, you just go to the transfer portal, and nobody's worked the transfer portal better, in my personal opinion, than Nick Saban. Perfect example there was Alabama bringing in Jamar Gibbs from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to describe him. If there's a comp from Alabama, I'm not sure who I'd come up with. He's just an all-purpose back who can do really anything you want him to do. That's what he is.
And he's so elite catching the ball out of the backfield, which is going to be huge. I mean, Bill O'Brien's just got to be salivating all the different ways that he can use Jamar Gibbs. And Jason McClellan will be back, and Rodale Williams will be back, and Trey Sanders, you know, another year post his miracle season last year. Oh, yeah, Robert Gillespie has got a really deep, talented running back room.
Kevin in Muletown, ask Kevin about Francis, is it Mauga? How do you pronounce his name?
I'll go with that. Francis Mauga. He's the top offensive tackle that's available now that hasn't committed. Bradenton, Florida, IMG Academy. Originally from the Pacific Northwest, his family all played at Washington State University. Alabama's in there. He's visited Alabama. We've given him our best pitch. At this point, I'd kind of be surprised if it was Alabama. Tennessee and Southern Cal are really, really strong with Francis. But the fact that he's, you know, now at IMG Academy, that helps Alabama from the standpoint of IMG is extremely Alabama-friendly.
We're just talking about Southern Cal and UCLA, two more years, and then they're in the Big Ten. And Alabama does recruit California, and the Big Ten obviously recruits California, Ohio State, Michigan, all of them do. Does that change anything for Alabama?
You know, I was thinking about that, you know, listen to you before I came on, the fact that this is going to impact recruiting. I mean, let's be honest, Alabama, for instance, Alabama was always able to recruit the state of Texas, but once Texas A&M joined the SEC, it made it easier because, you know, a chance for family to see you play and everything, and I was just thinking about that. I mean, let's be honest. Elite programs like Ohio State, like Alabama. Ohio State can recruit anywhere in the United States. Okay, so Ohio State has the ability to go get anybody out of Southern California. But it's going to help some other schools, I think, in the Big Ten to get – excuse me, sorry, Bill, allergy issues this morning. To get, you know, to touch into that, tap into that California market and vice versa. I mean, it's going to – you know, when there's some elite players different places, it's going to help the two, USC and UCLA, though USC is a marquee name. But, yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting. And not just thinking about football, thinking about some other sports, it's going to open some avenues for some of those Big Ten schools to ramp up their recruiting in Southern California. And that's really what I've been thinking about this. I mean, we all think about football and Saturdays because we love college football, right? But, I mean, just take a moment, Bill. think what a logistical travel nightmare this is going to be for Big Ten basketball. And think about tip-off times. Okay, so UCLA goes to Bloomington to play a basketball game. Well, if it tips off at 7 o'clock, that's 4 o'clock. But if UCLA on a Tuesday night goes to play, or excuse me, if Indiana goes to play Westwood Village at UCLA, that's 7 o'clock tip-off, 10 o'clock in Bloomington. Yeah. I mean, so we think about football, but some of these other sports to me, and I know it's all about football, and we love football, and it's right, football pays the bills. But to me, when you step back and look at some of these other sports, it gets a little crazy. But, you know, those sports just have to deal with it because Big Daddy pays the bills on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, $100 million makes up for a whole lot of those woes.
It does. It does.
Kevin, all good, man. Anything else? Do we leave anything out that we should have talked about?
No, just everyone have a safe and relaxing holiday weekend. Enjoy the time with your family, and the sport we love will be here sooner than we know it.
Kevin, we'll see you in a couple of weeks down the road, man.
See you July 22nd. Have a great Friday, everybody, and as always, Roll Tide.
Kevin Hagin joins us every Friday. Brad will be with us next hour, and again, this expansion, explosion, this news from yesterday will be the topic. If you have any, look, if you have any over-unders, team win totals, that's fine. Put them on Twitter. I'll get to them. But there's going to be a whole lot of talk about the news from yesterday. That is the catalyst for today's show. We don't need a catalyst many days on this show. We don't need one today, but we have one. The catalyst is one of the biggest expansion stories in the history of college football. Certainly modern history. Happened yesterday. Because you've got a Pac-12 that's kind of wobbly, then you lose the Southern Cal brand. UCLA's a good one too, but Southern Cal is the West Coast brand. Everything else is second to Southern Cal and their football brand. It's not even debatable. Now, true, they haven't been good in football consistently in quite some time, since the mid-2000s, really. Moment here or there, but not consistently at all. Still a huge brand. And I've had some people say, Bill, was this bigger than the Texas OU announcement? From a standpoint of they've been in that league 100 years. OU and Texas has been in the Big 12 since when? 95, 96, right in 25 years. So it's a little bit different. This stretches back literally, y'all, a century. And on June 30th, 2022, they announced they're out. That's a monstrosity. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at this crash out here on 24 westbound. It's going to be right at Bell Road. It's got traffic a little bit slow now coming in from Rutherford County because of this crash. Again, 24 westbound at Bell Road. Two left lanes are blocked due to that accident. And traffic's on the increase even more in the last 10, 15 minutes out here on 65 through Madison. Sumner County is out with that crash on Highway 25. It's going to be near Upper Station Camp Creek Road. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, they're home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. They have other flavors. Check them all out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip.
Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kicking cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
There goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Apparently, the inaugural Big Ten Southern Cal game in 2024, and again, Southern Cal UCLA, it is known, will join in 2024. You know the irony of that? I wasn't even thinking about it. They right now are going to get to the Big Ten before OU and Texas get to the SEC. Now, that's not for sure, but as of right now, that's the case. As of right now, Southern Cal, UCLA play as a member of the Big Ten before OU and Texas get to the SEC, unless that agreement is negotiated and finalized. As of right now, that's not done. Apparently, Southern Cal's inaugural game as a Big Ten member will be the Vegas Classic LSU matchup. I think so. I'll have to check that. Let me get a call here. Cosby Cattleman, what's up?
Yabba dabba doo, slide down that dinosaur. Happy 4th to you and your listeners, Monsieur King.
You too, man.
Hey, Bill, turn on a little late here. Forgive me. When's Ryan Abraham coming on?
Not today. I'll get him. I thought about that yesterday. I'll get him next week, though.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Bill, I wanted to say something about what they do out there, and I wanted to rip Sankey. I've got a lot of questions about Sankey all of a sudden. Bill, for years, you know, the Pac-12's been griping about Larry Scott, TV revenue, why does USC share the boat with Oregon State? You know, I listen to this stuff. A lot of it, I think, for years has been kind of a cry for attention. Obviously, it seems to be real this time. But I'm not surprised by this at all. The general take is we're all shocked. I've seen this coming, and you probably have too.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I would be lying if I sat here and said I warned this audience that Southern Cal was going to the Big Ten. I've heard
Ryan Abraham talk on his show about USC going to the Big 12. Of course, the Big 12 is disintegrating.
Right.
We all know college sports is changing, and it's wild, wild west. So I'm not surprised by anything anymore.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, Bill, these USC, a lot of these schools look down. A lot of these outside the SEC schools look down at SEC schools due to academics, right? Isn't that they say, oh, you guys just want to play sports?
True.
So I guess I should take a shot. Here's my question, Bill. Why are we picking up the paper today and seeing USC coming to the Big Ten instead of seeing USC coming to the SEC? That would be a question I'd have for Sankey. Is he going to say, it's because of academics?
Yeah, Southern Cal would never join the SEC. Well, I don't know. Let's say the Pac-12 crumbled. But the Big Ten is their fit. First of all, they're an AAU school. Every school in that league is an AAU school, meaning that prestigious academic fraternity, except Nebraska. Nebraska got booted out about 10 years ago.
Yeah, but
and the SEC's got, what, about five schools that are in that? Vanderbilt, Florida, Missouri. There's, I think, not even half the league's in it. Southern Cal would you're there. Right. They would say we're way too smart for you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that's what it's all about. But now we're seeing these deals where they're not even going to make dudes go to class anymore. They're talking about loosely affiliating these dudes with schools. Why are we talking about academics when we're talking about billions of dollars?
I agree.
I think it's a bad business decision for USC. I could see a scenario where 5 or 10 years from now, dudes aren't going to class at USC.
Well, I mean, if that's the business model, they're still getting $100 million for league affiliation a year.
Okay, Bill, you're a big Mike Slive guy, right? You like Slive?
Roy Kramer, Slive, and all that. I love Slive and Kramer. Yes, both.
Okay, you like the visionary stuff, right?
Correct.
Okay, when we learned that the NCAA was neutered and that the NIL was coming, why wasn't Sankey getting on the horn, probably at a private meeting in Atlanta somewhere with all his presidents of his conference, saying, hey, we're going mini NFL right now. We're running everything. I'm the new commissioner of college football. We're running the mini NFL. Looks to me like by Sankey sitting there with his loafers on his coffee table, now you got to deal with the Big Ten and what's his face up there. Looks to me like Sankey had a chance to take over the world and make a lot of money for his member institutions, and he sat there and squatted on the ball, tried to take a knee, and now you got the Big Ten driving the train. That's what it looks like to me, especially if they get Notre Dame.
Yeah, but the SEC really wasn't involved. There's a clear separation here. And Southern Cal, UCLA, that was never an SEC deal. You got to remember, and I'm not an apologist. I'm not a big Sankey guy either, but I'll say this. Sankey is the one who led the meeting with Swarbrick, Bowlesby at the time, and the Mountain West guy about the 12-team expansion, which is going to happen. And they didn't have the Big Ten involved. The Big Ten got ticked off. That's why they formed that alliance. The ACC wasn't involved. Pac-12 wasn't involved. And so
hey,
I think he is leading. I really do.
I don't think he's leading, Bill. But you've got a national show here, and you got a lot of great callers that don't follow SEC schools. But if you look at the first round of the NFL draft pick any year, it's generally half SEC players in the first round. Here's another question I'd have for Sankey. When Texas and Oklahoma get in the league and you go to 16 teams, why aren't you breaking away from college football and making your own little mini league right there also? Why is the SEC just breaking away from everybody once they get Texas and Oklahoma in?
Well, he threw it out about a month ago about an intra-league national championship if we don't get everybody aligned.
Yeah, well, right, but he's good at throwing stuff out, but it doesn't seem to me like he's good at doing much. I'm just saying, Bill. It looks to me like the SEC and Sankey had a chance to take over the world. They didn't take advantage of it, and now the Big Ten's – I think the Big Ten's the biggest conference in college football now. I mean, hell, Notre Dame, USC, all those TVs and big TV markets. We got Mississippi State. What's the difference between Mississippi State and Oregon State? When are they going to kick Vanderbilt out of the league? In football, if you're serious about having a big boy league, when are you going to tell Peabody, hey, party's over, you're not playing football in this league anymore? You can stay in it and play tennis and women's softball, but you can't play football in this league. When's somebody going to stand up to Peabody?
I'll tell you what. I've got the answer for you. The SEC office called me about getting rid of Vandy and said you can't do it because Cosby Cattleman won't be able to take shots at him anymore if they're not in the SEC. That's why.
Well, everybody likes that win, Bill. Everybody likes coming on West End Avenue, Lower Broad, getting on the Bachelorette pedal bars and beating Peabody's ass. But I'm just saying, if you're serious about having a big time league, that ship sailed, man. You got to run them out. You got to say, hey, it's over, man. You don't see something like that in a big league. I mean, I'd say the Big Ten's probably getting ready to run Northwestern in football. We're talking big time football. We're not talking academics anymore, Bill. I personally, maybe you disagree with me, but I look at all this news, and it looks to me like Sankey's in the middle or the back of the bus. and the dudes up there in the Big Ten are driving a train, and it's not Trump with his hand on the steering wheel, it's the Big Ten. Happy
That's actually
Bill.
Fox,
Happy
but
for
yeah,
me.
I get it.
See you.
All right, see you. By the way, UCLA's opener, as a member of the Big Ten, I just mean their schedule, not their first Big Ten game. We don't know what that is. But at least for now, I don't know what this does to the schedules. Their opener in 24, as they are a Big Ten member at that point, is Saturday, August 31st at Hawaii. And Southern Cal's opener that year is the Vegas Classic game, which is LSU. Now, the rest of this schedule here, heck, LSU, I think, plays Southern Cal and UCLA in 24. If I got this right, I think I've got this right. Now, again, these schedules, God knows. I'm just telling you the way it looks right now. Yeah, God knows what all that's going to... All that mixture and all the various teams and everything. 614, Rob. Cosby, Bill on a giant rant today. Not sure I like sober Cosby as much as juiced Cosby. Well, but see, that's the Cosby Cattleman. That's the way he works. Cosby Cattleman will always find the flaw. And I'm good with that. I might not agree with it, his thoughts there. I don't agree with it, but I'm not worried about that part of it. Dude is always looking for the wart on the supermodel. Again, I don't like Sankey all that much. I am a Slive Kramer guy. Those are the most brilliant commissioners ever. But Sankey, I don't think, is doing anything wrong here. He had no. He didn't have a chance to go and beat the Big Ten for Southern Cal or UCLA. There's no chance there. First of all, this is a Fox-driven thing. You've got to understand, folks, that you have network affiliations. Your boys, okay? The SEC is ESPN ABC. The Big Ten is Fox. First and foremost. So you have the two superpowers. You have also the competing TV networks. Fox is aligned with the Big Ten. And there are other affiliations as well. Pac-12, Big 12. But you have to understand where the line is drawn. There's no SEC, West Coast, let's negotiate this thing out. For any number of reasons. The Oklahoma-Texas news last summer was brilliant. Now, here's another note. Let me find it. Sam Dog, Bill, and with the news yesterday, Southern Cal, UCLA going to the Big Ten, they kept it quiet just like the OU-Texas story. Impossible, Bill. How did they do it? Okay, well, first of all, true, but there's a difference. Last summer, the OU Texas story made it all the way through media days. Big 12 had their media days come and go. Texas and OU there, just like we're going to be together and married for the next 200 years. Nobody had a clue, except deep down at Texas and OU in the SEC office. Never leaked until the SEC meetings, and I believe that's when they wanted it out. And with the Houston Chronicle, Brent Zwerneman is the one who broke the story. Give him credit. He deserves credit for that. Now, the back story and how you get the stories, that's all about hard work and connections. Give him credit. He's the one that had it before anybody else. Now, John Wilner had this one with the San Jose Mercury News. He's the best Pac-12 guy there is. Info guy, he's the best. He's out there in California. But here's the difference. I am told, you got to understand, when this story hit yesterday, my phone went nuclear. So I'm talking to a whole lot of people. They didn't want this out. This did leak. Now, Sam Dog's point, how did it stay quiet to this point, is a very good point. How did it stay hush-hush until Thursday, June 30th, 2022? Give them credit for that. They didn't want this out this early, is what I'm told. This got leaked quicker. I believe last summer it hit when they wanted it to hit. I don't think they quite wanted this out yet. It's not going to matter. It's not going to change anything, but that's what I have been told. Similar, but maybe a little bit different. Yeah, a little bit different. Lots of questions on Twitter this morning. I mean, lots of them. No fan in the 863. Bill, this couldn't be good for the Rose Bowl either. If I'm Florida State or Clemson, I'm looking for $100 million. $100 million. Staying in the ACC getting 50 is a death sentence. Well, I don't think it's a death sentence, but that might be your only option. No, I'd rather have the 50 than the 30. Now, if you stay intact, and that is an if, then you have a chance maybe to get Notre Dame. And again, I'm not sure Notre Dame has decided that they want to be in a league yet. I don't think they have. The notion that for sure they join a league is not the right notion. They could very well join the league, a league, and it's Big Ten or the ACC. But I don't think that is 100% concluded yet. Not from what I understand. We're in an environment, y'all, where things are changing. Could change in 10 minutes. Think about where we're sitting right now. Considering yesterday's news, y'all, you and I could be sitting here doing the show. Remember, I consider all of us together. We're doing the show, all of us. And then, boom, there's some news. Some shocking news about some team. Could easily happen. I mentioned about a month ago, not with L.A. in mind, but I wonder if we're going to get another summer gift like we got last summer with the Texas OU news. We did get a gift. You could argue this one's bigger. I'm not saying that Southern Cal and UCLA collectively are bigger than Texas and OU. They're not, but they're big, and Southern Cal certainly is the bigger brand out there for sure, a huge brand. But considering we're sitting on the edge of the most epic TV negotiations in college sports history with the Big Ten. The Big Ten, y'all, is about to become the first league to get a deal for $1 billion, not over the life of the contract, $1 billion a year. It's never been done. SEC doesn't have that deal. Got a hell of a deal. They don't have that deal. It's the best timing possible, what has happened here with yesterday's news for the Big Ten. You could not time it up when it comes to the money, when it comes to the publicity, any better than the way this thing has materialized. It can't possibly be better. And you're sitting there with every big money entity, TV networks, Amazon.
Bell Road ahead. Traffic a little extra slow coming in through that from Rutherford County through that section of Davidson County. Again, that's 24 westbound at Bell Road. It's already busy now on 65 south at Trinity Lane. Lots of radar out here. You're going to see a lot of that over the weekend. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience for the kids. Check it all out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, you know, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free. Up $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code Greg P.
Use the promo code Greg P.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
DQ presents the sound of a summer double play. It's the sound of drumstick pieces and peanuts combined with world famous soft serve to make two all-star treats. The drumstick with peanuts blizzard and new caramel drumstick with peanuts blizzard. Grab one today or get it delivered at DQ.com. Official treat of MLB. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 92. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Low around 73. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
All right. I had no idea what time it was, as is typical for the host of the show. I always tell you that. And I was talking, and then there was the traffic report. So I guess Patton, the brake did not fire. Is that what happened? No worries. No worries. It's supposed to automatically hit and fire there. I had no idea. No worries. No worries at all. Pac-12 Big Ten have a historic many, many years relationship. There's an invisible umbilical cord between the two, historically, right? You've got the Rose Bowl. You've got those leagues always saying, we've got each other's back, right? Big Ten 2 years ago cancels because of a virus. Pac-12 in 30 minutes announces, we'll do the same. They've always considered themselves together. The Alliance had them involved with the ACC, but those two were together for the, quote, wink, wink, whatever it's supposed to be, Alliance thing. You find out who your friends are when they come with the money, right? The Big Ten and Fox just took a knife. Philip Fulmer can show you how to do this. And put it right in the back of the Pac-12. Supposedly, historically, joined at the hip. An invisible umbilical cord. We're always united. We're always together. The Big Ten, but Fox, let me say first, then the Big Ten, collectively just shoved a big knife into your spine and might have killed off your league. You have to understand that the Big 12 was a huge hot mess with Southern Cal and UCLA affiliated. They were having all kinds of problems, never solving their financial shortcomings compared to the big boys. Larry Scott, a fledgling joke of a network, the Pac-12 network, a league that's out of sight, out of mind, football brand like Southern Cal, not very good, can't get in the playoffs. Basically, that part of the country, when it comes to football, had been disconnected from the rest of the planet with Southern Cal and UCLA. Having been there 100 years plus, whatever it is. Now they're gone in 2 years, but they're gone. George Klyakov has no idea what to do. And I'm not bashing him. He inherited this. He did not come in with a magic wand. Okay, with this magic wand, I'm going to delete years and years of Larry Scott damage. Can't do that. The only way to delete Larry Scott damage is to have networks saying, we appreciate you, here's a bunch of money. They weren't doing that with Southern Cal and UCLA. The future of the league when it came to TV money and relationships has always been a big mess, and it was not close to being solved with those two. And now you lose those two, but the big brand you lose is Southern Cal. What do you do with your mess of a TV future now that you don't have them to have on your sheet when you're talking to the suits? The answer is panic mode. Pure panic mode. If you're the Big 12 right now, are you already on the phone with Arizona and Arizona State? Right now, unless you're the SEC or Notre Dame, you can't be sitting still. SEC doesn't have to do anything today. SEC doesn't have to be on the phone today saying, Florida State, come on, we got you. We got you. We'll figure this out. Notre Dame doesn't have to get anything done today. Pac-12 needs something done now. You're not going to get anything done today, but you know what my point is. You may lose more today. Because Oregon and Washington are the big brands out west that are most attractive. Not even close. The others aren't close. And you know they're on the phone as we speak. The suits are on the phone right now, Oregon and Washington, with the Big Ten. Now, what gets done there and how the deal gets consummated, if it gets consummated, who knows? Got to remember, Missouri was convinced they were getting a call back then by the Big Ten. That was where they thought they were going, not the SEC. SEC didn't come along until Missouri never got the call about, we're not calling you for the prom date. Gotta remember, for centuries we were told Texas would never join the SEC because of academics. It would not fit them. That's why in 2010 they were flirting with the Pac-10 at the time. Things changed. That changed. Yes, that absolutely changed. So today we may get some news that's riveting, and then again, we might not. You just don't know. Things are moving very fast in this environment. Brad will be with us, though. That'll be with us in hour number three. There's the break again. That one hit. On time. I actually was looking at the clock, which is very rare. This is one of those days where you've almost done 2 hours, and it feels like you've done 2 minutes. All shows go fast for me. This one is speedier than normal. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police trying to clear up this wreck on 24 westbound at Bell Road. It had traffic a little extra slow coming in through that from Rutherford County through that section of Davidson County. Again, that's 24 westbound at Bell Road. It's already busy now on 65 south at Trinity Lane. Lots of radar out here. You're going to see a lot of that over the weekend. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience for the kids. Check it all out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Chase Elliott stayed out on old tires, picks up the W, his second of the year at Nashville Super Speedway. Up next, somewhere he's going to enjoy as well, Road America. Road course racing is kind of Chase's thing. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Chase Elliott, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
All right, one thing happened yesterday that's completely covered up. Caden Proctor, a big offensive tackle, committed to Iowa over Alabama. Now, Alabama's fine, but that very rarely happens, right? I think, and this is a five-star offensive tackle, this is the top-ranked player ever signed by Iowa. You Iowa fans out there, correct me if I'm wrong. He's a consensus five-star. He's a top-10 national, doesn't matter what position. And he committed. Only problem is nobody knows. Well, Iowa fans know. Alabama recruitniks know, too. But that's about it. Huge news. Of course, they've always produced offensive linemen. A lot of times it's a three-star they develop into a first-round draft pick. But good news for them yesterday. 614 Rob Bell. No way that clown Kevin Warren pulled this off without Gene Smith telling him what to do. Well, however it happened, it could not be better for the Big Ten. They're in a incredible, envious position right now. What I am told is Fox, in conjunction with Southern Cal, started this. Not the Big Ten. Big Ten obviously was smart enough to be receptive and say, I kind of like the way this is sounding. No, no, no. Now that I've had 5 more seconds, I really like the way this is sounding. Whenever they first connected up. So it was not the Big Ten as the initiator. Doesn't really matter because it's happened. It's over. And it's a brilliant, however it happened, it's a brilliant move. And again, folks, you can talk about the travel. You can talk about the geographical awkwardness. None of that matters. Southern Cal could be on the planet Neptune. And you do this deal. Okay? You're not worried about tickets and who gets to go to what games. And if you're on one coast, you're playing at 10:30 and it's really 4. What doesn't matter. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is you're about to sign a TV deal worth $1 billion plus a year, which is going to yield every team in the Big Ten around $100 million a year. Just in league affiliation money. Again, that's not ticket sales. That's not donations from boosters. That's not beer sales at your game. And you're going to get more money because expansion is coming, regardless of it being quiet right now. Expansion is coming. And if it's indeed $500 million that the ESPN is now paying for the playoffs, when they go from 4 to 12 or whatever the number is going to be, that $500 million, and again, I haven't checked that lately. That could be the wrong number. But whatever that number is going to probably triple. Probably triple. You know how we were talking about Fox, Big Ten, ESPN, ABC, SEC affiliation, right? Allen in Tampa, the ACC bill is aligned with the Cartoon Network. Might as well be. Who's in a bigger panic mode right now? The Pac-12 or the ACC? I don't think you're in a panic mode if you're in the Big 12. You've already been raided. Your pain was last summer, and you've added Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, and what, BYU. If you are Utah, you get Pac-12 affiliation, you're happy, you're out there, man, you're in a big conference, kind of out of sight, out of mind, but nonetheless. What do you do now? If you're Colorado, who left the Big 12, what do you do now? Oregon would happily leave Oregon State if the Big 10 comes calling. Washington doesn't care about little brother when it comes to the money. Washington State. What do you do? What do you do if you're Cal Berkeley and Stanford? Now, wouldn't you think Cal Berkeley and Stanford would want to stay together? But what do you do? If you're Arizona State, are you talking with, let's say, the Big 12 right now? What are you doing? All legitimate conversations that have to be had. Plain Kiffin, Bill, you got on a griff-type word avalanche there, Bill. That hard out had no idea what hit them. Yeah, that what was that, 20 minutes ago? I didn't know the break was coming, and then the break didn't fire, so I'm talking, and then I hear the traffic report. You know what? That's fine. That's fine. Jeff, too, Bill, if Notre Dame joins the Big Ten or the SEC, it's going to be hilarious to see the pretentious snobs at Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia beg to get in the SEC. A conference that they feel like they are far better than. That would be pretty funny. That would be. All right. Brad's coming up. Here in hour number three. Brett Powers, I don't know how much gambling we'll get to. If you do have anything, overs, unders, team totals, games next year, that's fine. Post them. I'm the Nashville Hotel.